Blog Talk Radio.
All of these things I've been wanting to tell you, but God only knows what's in store for me.
That tune, as I always tell you, my friend Corey Coons on the show tonight. Thanks, bro.
Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you today? Release day. Congratulations. Good Times Gone is out with MTS Records today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a busy day. I mean, doing some different things, you know, sharing stuff on Facebook, promoting this stuff. Michael's the press release happening, and we got the single release today, and then next Monday on July 6th we have the EP, which is called 33.3, which is coming out with today's single plus Leavin' from March that we released, and then one other song on there. So it's exciting. It's nice to have some new stuff coming out and try to put a positive spin on lots of negative stuff around the world these days.
Yeah, congratulations, Corey. And that was done a while back because I'm finding out all the production stuff, obviously through the pandemic and all that, was shut down. And things are finally being released or starting up again, huh?
Yeah, we actually, well, the first single, Leaving, was actually finished up just early in 2020. And we had Ron Nevison do the mixing again on that one. So my friend Mark Muir, and myself, we recorded that song with at his studio, mostly in Cornwall, Ontario, and then sent the final mix, or the final tracks to Ron to do the mixing and stuff. And then we got that out in March. And then just prior to that coming out, Mark and I actually got to go to just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, where we went to a studio called Two Cats Music. And Mr. Ben Travis, who's a friend of mine, who we worked with there at his home studio. And we did these two new songs that are coming out now as part of the EP as well, Good Times Gone and Another Lonely Heart. So we did those two for the most part, the tracking and, you know, the bulk of the stuff there. And then we kind of came back and we worked a little bit out of Mark's studio again. And we sent some, you know, some overdubs and some little things back and forth. And then we had a couple different people send us some tracks for the two different songs. We had, you know, my friend Chris Golden, who I met from the Josie Music Awards last year, who I've kept in touch with. And if you're not familiar with Chris, he's the son of William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys. And he's just an amazing gospel singer, gospel entertainer, and traveled and toured with the Oak Ridge Boys and Alabama over the years as their touring drummer. And just, it was amazing to get him to come do some mandolin and send us some mandolin stuff for the song, and that worked out really well. And then another friend of mine, Hiram Posey from the Nashville area, did some fiddle on the other track, which we haven't heard yet, but it'll be on the EP coming out, like I said, in another week or so. And Scott Savage, who was formerly a touring drummer with the Jars of Clay, which is another big sort of Christian rock band from the 90s and stuff. So we got some pretty cool guys. And of course, Mark, who is, you know, such a catalyst on this, on these two songs, and with Leaving as well. So all three songs, he's such a big part of all this, and with his studio engineering stuff and his amazing guitar playing and all kinds of stuff that he's brought to the project. And of course, the last album I did in 2018 as well, he was a big part of that too. So yeah, pretty exciting.
Well, yeah, you had a great time at the Josie Awards. Congratulations and all the independent awards that you've got. MTS Records, you guys are cleaning up. And then you were in Dolly World and all. I think that was the same period when you traveled to Nashville. Because you are in Ontario, everybody. He's in Ontario, Canada. I'm in the Milwaukee area. And the Lumagoo, we're out all over the place. And MTS Records in Pennsylvania with Michael. And, you know, it's a jamming time. That must have been a great time to go to those awards, huh?
The world is big, but it's also become smaller and tighter with a lot of, you know, a lot of us sharing a lot of stuff these days, and it's great. It's been just great to work with Michael too, and obviously to get on your show. What's this, like the fourth time now we've had this opportunity to chat, I think it is, and it's been great.
I'll tell you what, let's get to it right now. Let's play Leaving. Leaving, that's the one that's already been released. I think it was a couple, you said March 20th or something like that, or not
March
too long
3rd,
ago.
March 3rd, I believe that came out.
3rd, gotcha. At least I'm in the right month. Even Corey Coons will be right back off of coming up 3.33. Thank you.
Guess I'm leaving home tomorrow, feeling like it's time to go. Bound for LA in the morning, I think a change might do some good. I'm not looking for the bright lights, maybe just some peace of mind. Everybody needs some downtime. To work it out, it's only right. I'm so tired of all the trying. not pulling punches anymore. The past is in my rearview mirror. I left that battle at the door. Now I'm leaving in the morning. I must be on my way. Get to where I'm going. Can't say when it's gonna be. When the feeling takes me over, I'll meet you down that road away. I might get lost in California. Make my way. On my way, headed for tomorrow. It's time I make a change. Running out of reason for the distance in between. Going through the motions, I'm leaving
much, Corey, off the new 33.3. It's just like that vinyl record you were telling me, the new CD, or the new LP too, hopefully, huh?
Yeah, well, thanks so much. I mean, we were talking a little bit about, you know, sort of the thought process behind the title of 33.3, and it kind of, in my mind, sort of has a dual meaning there. I mean, you can think of it as the old vinyl format of, like, you know, a three-song EP and the 33.3 RPM, you know, the speed that it used to play on a turntable sort of thing. And I kind of like that idea, and maybe I'll actually, after we get the digital release out next week for the EP, you know, maybe when we get to doing the physical packaging and stuff, maybe I'll have the option of having, you know, this album again as a vinyl product for limited quantities for people that are interested in that sort of thing, sort of as nostalgia, you know. And so there's that sort of element to it. And then, of course, if you think about the spiritual element of the song, like, which you're going to hear in a little bit, the new single, Good Times Gone. I mean, you think of spiritual element of 33.3, if you think of, like, the psalm verse in the Bible, 33.3, like, sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. I mean, you know, it's all about that spiritual and music element in our lives and positive stuff, you know. And I think a little bit of quality of life versus the quantity of life is a good way to look at things, and, you know, reflect on the better days, and to awaken a new spirit inside and rebirth sort of thing is all these little things playing in the background, you know?
Well, yeah, he lives in the spiritual of this song. Every culture, everywhere, you know, has always been singing together. And we're singing together, we're not fighting. And it brings us, because we're talking off air. Sure, it's unbelievable what's going on. We're not, you know, we're on the Humagoo right now, and it's 6/29/1920, and, you know, June, and it's, wow, you know.
Well, you know, music is the universal language, and we should, you know, if we can all tap into that and be a part of that, I think, you know, it's a good start.
And as we were talking, then we get back to the music before, oh, we got to get on air, Corey, and then we start talking about your tootie a little more. And I says, that's exactly what my show you're doing, and the only way that kind of the Lord and the spiritual, and that's what I'll say, because that seems to really be under fire nowadays. You know, a lot of people are living in the 24/7. It's about now. And if you can't see that going on in our world, that is what it is. A lot of people are living in this times, and that's the only place they care about. And that's why we have so many things going on now, you know. And once we need people like yourselves, maybe my show music, because that's what I've been trying to do. I talked to a DJ in the UK the other day, Miles Nixon, and he's saying, and he was back on the boat off of Israel back in the day in the 70s, and Joan Baez and John Lennon were funding Peace Radio. And Miles was telling me, he was just on. I play his stuff, Conjecture Junction, late at night. It's world music now that I'm able to play. But he's saying the same thing. If one person hears it and brightens their day, hey, that's what I'm trying to do. And obviously, and you are, as an artist, been doing that forever. But what,
you know, man,
you
hit the nail right on the head there. You have to do something that's going to resonate with people and bring out that, you know, bring out that joy in a way. Like, it's hard to be negative. I find for myself, it's hard to try to be negative with music. I mean, it just doesn't work for me. I need that release. I need that. The spiritual element in there is a lot of emotional stuff for me too. You know, like, it's like I said, if it's resonating with people and you're creating that positive, and try to put a positive spin on things as much as you can and not drag everybody down. I think you're doing
well,
something right.
Well, that's another topic, and I guess it's a sign of the times. And I also say back that a lot of the music that's been happening the last 20, 30 years, you want to live, you'd be the bad guy and doing some negative chanting, you can go ahead. And you got it going. You got them chanting at a young age, and now they're believing it. You know, that's all part of it, too. What is prayer? Prayer, in a lot of ways, is a positive chant. But if you got all that stuff going about people, they're going to believe it. So that's a sign of the times, you know? Yeah, that's what I believe, too. And the music on my show is we're trying to do the other side of it, you know? And that's
exactly
what you're bringing to the world.
Cool, brother.
So,
thank you.
Right. Let's do it right now. Good times gone. Mr. Corey Coons off of 33.3. Thank you.
Feel the sweet breeze blow down the lane. Wildwood flowers grow round the bend. The length of our stay and the truth in your ways when there's nothing more to say. Where the good times been gone and those days of old when life was young, let your spirit unfold. Be my heart and soul, make me feel alive. Where the good times gone. If you feel left behind with the humble and the kind, take a good around, set your wheels back down, touch the ground, where the
not the length of our stay.
Thank you very much, Corey. Good times gone, bro. Good times gone, man.
Thanks.
Congratulations, my friend. Today's the
day.
And thank you for the opportunity today, because we were talking last week. You know, you're booked all the time. Things are happening, and it so happens tonight was the night you had some time, and today's the day. So thank you for that opportunity to give you the big shout out.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me. And like I said, it's been such a great opportunity these last few times to get to chat with you again. And I want to thank you for all you do for all the independent artists out there as well, and doing your thing and bringing the music to the people.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now let's talk about your other CDs is rocking too, that you guys have going, you know, that I played in the past. Let's kind of get back into some of that too. Long Road, Dead Man's Dream. Oh, man, and Once Too Many, Once Not Enough. That stuff is just classic stuff that you have. Break the Fall, that just came out not too long ago. Would You Say? I got all those things lined up, along with Love Will Fire the Flame. So all those things are on the docket here tonight.
Awesome. Yeah, all those songs I think that you mentioned are from the Long Road Home album, which came out in 2018. So, yeah, I was really proud of that album. Once again, Mark Muir took part in that one, and was recorded with Ron Nevison. He produced it and mixed it, and we had a great time. It was a wonderful experience doing that album. It was very sort of old school in a way as well, with, you know, sort of eight song, old school type of rock album, you know, back in the day when you think of like when the albums came out. I don't know, just... the whole journey of that kind of encompasses itself in the title, you know, The Long Road Home. It's my whole sort of involvement in music since I started has been a long journey, and kind of came full circle to where I'm at with my writing even now, with the new EP coming out, and everything just kind of keeps circling, you know, and it's great. I mean, to keep those ideas.
One thing great about that one too is the cover. It's eye-catching. I can see it now. The Corey Coons with the golden eagle or the banner type is that was some cool artwork on that too, my friend.
That's actually a white dove. That's you're talking the new album, the new EP?
Yeah, yeah. That
yeah,
too. Yeah.
Actually,
all the stuff that you have. Yeah. Mhm.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So that's I have to thank my graphic design artist Patricia Waters, who does the stuff for me at Asset Design, and she came up with that idea of the white dove in behind, which is a very spiritual element to it, you know. And then of course the last album, Long Road Home, with you know, the highway sort of thing and going into the mountains and a very rugged sort of looking road, which is I thought was very cool too. I'm not sure where she found that picture. I don't even know where exactly that picture is, but I really always liked it. So just yeah, those sort of things are important too, I think, giving you the scope of everything.
Well, yeah, because nowadays you still see that all the time when you see your tracks or, you know, being promoted, coming up on the players and, you know, Roots Music Report and all that good stuff. So I like to, because it's such a team. As I learned when I talk to the artists, you know, yourself and the traveling and your wife and family and, you know, everybody's else joining you, helping you along in this journey. And so important today, because I love talking again back to the artists today, because forget about what's happening right now, because again, we're taking, you know, the music and the notes that the Lord has given us. That's all I think the spiritual part that we're finding that we really need in our world today. You know, you say that over and over again, but I think that needs to be said a little bit more. and I'm sure the flame is still rocking. What else do you have kind of kicking along too after this, I imagine, eh?
Well, I mean, you know, it's always, we're always moving forward. There's always new ideas flowing. I mean, I'm sure when we get through, just try to get through the summer now into the fall with this new music coming out, and then we'll look at seeing what's happened. I don't know what's happened with, you know, being nominated this year, like in four categories for the JMAs is just like, I'm just so thrilled.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's just such an amazing feeling to be recognized like that. And I don't know if we're going to get the opportunity to go, because I don't know if the borders are going to be even open due to everything. And the way things are looking is, it's just, you can't just say one way or the other what's going to happen as far as traveling goes, or even being out and playing live shows again or anything like that. Everything has been so stagnated, you know, as far as the live thing, it's just basically been killed.
Yeah, the borders and all, oh my, that is just unbelievable what's going on.
But,
to think about,
you know,
that, hey?
But we have to look at the positives. I mean, we have to try and, you know, like I said, it's such an honor to be nominated, and that in itself is an amazing thing for me. And like you're saying, you know, having the right people in your corner all the time, and the team, like Michael Stover and all my guys, Mark and everybody who's played, and Ron Nevison and all the people in the past I've worked with and have been producing stuff. And you know, and then of course my family at home, like with my wife and my daughter, always a big part of everything I do now. Like they have to be included as much as I can possibly include them, you know. Like it's just my life. It's all encompassing, family and music, you know.
Are you a family show too? Do they play along with you? I think I have seen that. I think your daughter does. Does she not?
In the extended, if you look around, you'll find the extended version of the new song, and it's got the trailer that I put together for it. It plays at the end of the actual video. It's just myself and my daughter. She's playing on the little djembe drum, and I'm just playing like the chorus of the song at the very end of the whole video. So, I mean, she's very active. She sings. She plays some instruments. She's been learning drums in the last few months. You know, she's very, very, very talented. She's actually learning ventriloquism with her own little puppet right now, too. So it's pretty cool at 6 years old, you know?
Yeah. Now, you hit another topic. Like I talked about what's going on today in St. Louis, I saw a bunch of guys getting together with the trumpet and trombone and just going down, you know, down the street to everybody. You see a lot of these things happen, you know, with the pandemic. And like your daughter, how important are these arts and the music? I've listened to music now a lot more than before. Everybody thinks I got a show. I don't have time. I was working and doing, but being home, I'm not much on the tube. It allows you to kind of think, should I say, I would take the radio and over TV any day, in my world, you know, that's how I think. And so arts and all that, your daughter, you know, the expression that she's bringing out to your influence.
Yeah. Like she's right here. Actually, she was wanting to, she doesn't realize that we're just talking and we don't have the cameras on. She wanted to do a bit of her ventriloquism act, but she wants to say hi, I think, right here anyway.
Oh, hello. Hello.
This is Charlie. Say hello.
Hi, Charlie.
Aw, congratulations. I hear you're just a great talent with your dad. You enjoy doing that? Yeah. What's your favorite song to play with?
Yeah.
In her ventriloquism. Yeah, in school. Ventriloquism. How do you do that?
Well, I watched America's Got Talent and saw this girl named Darcy Lynn, and she had a new puppet named Petunia, so I wanted to name it Petunia. And that was really cool.
I think I saw that. I think I did see that little clip. You are so talented to do that, and your little friend, oh my gosh, I can just see you. Oh, what a talent, huh, Dad?
Yeah. She's excited. She says thank you.
Oh, yeah. Can you sing a little song with your father for us on air? Anything, Corey?
You
want to
sing something?
Mm-hmm. So I'll just
get my tablet. Oh, she's going to go find something. We'll keep chatting and she'll come back.
Oh, I know. That's great stuff. Thank you very much. Thank you, Charlie. Exciting. And that's the thing, they're taking on such challenges. You saw it on TV, and that's the other thing about technology, too. the videos on that can really, we didn't have when we were young. Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, Mickey Mouse or whatever it may be. But, you know, Dick Van Dyke. I remember, you know, to me, Mary Poppins and all that kind of stuff hit me at a young age. Or the Beatles, of course. But now they have such advantages to hear all those other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a changed world, but I mean, there's good and bad. There's everything, you know. So, but like I said, she's excited. She doesn't have the friends to hang out with right now so much. So when she gets back to school, hopefully she'll be able to do that in front of her friends. Oh, she's back here. She's got something she's going to do for you.
Oh, thank you.
That's right here on YouTube.
She's going to do part of this song for you.
Oh, great. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Coons. I'm a hoobie.
Let me just wait.
Why don't you just do it without the video, sweetie? Want to do it? This could be better. You do it without the video.
I would really like to keep Mitchell
Liquid
alive because it's not
common,
you know. So
we have some dead air happening.
It's good.
It's good. You're all good. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's all great.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. Charlie and Corey Coon doing a family duet. Wow. You awesome. What range. Oh, my gosh.
You'll get to see the whole thing, hopefully, in the fall when she gets back to do it for some of her schoolmates, and maybe we'll get a video of that for her. So.
Oh, congratulations. Super stuff. I'll tell you what. Oh, my. What else do you like to play? Any other instruments, Charlie?
The drums and the
djembe?
Yeah. Well, that part when it was Good Times Gone, we did that teaser clip, and I loved the part when that djembe, I was doing the djembe on that one.
Mm-hmm. What's it like when you get to go when your father's the recording and watch him? And, of course, in his shows?
Yeah.
How about singing at Christmas time?
And I've been also at it was like this show, and I think it was Unlock 17. And then one time I was playing that I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and I think Daddy and me, I was doing like
harmony.
Yeah, the harmony, and I think I was doing the Christmas bells too.
Yeah,
she sang very neat.
Awesome, kiddo. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. What a great share. Yes, Christmas is a great time, learning family and songs and all that. And I'll tell you what, we'll be right back. We're going to play Long Road, Dead Man's Dream, Corey Coons. Thank you, Charlie Corey. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Miles today, saw the sky was gray. When I turned around, I could hear the sound of the pouring rain. Now it's all been said, the sun will rise again. Got no time to
Coons, Long Road, Dead Man's Dream, title track, and thank you, Charlie. That was awesome stuff. And I mentioned, where's the wife? She sings too, I hear, huh?
Yeah, we were talking about that, but I don't think you're going to get her on here tonight. I mean, I could run up and ask, but I don't know.
It's all good. As I was saying to you, it's not. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was nice to just take it into the family time and stuff, what's going on now. The world today, so make it a little closer. And again, thank you, Michael Stolfer, MTS Records. You talk about the Family Guy, Michael, he rocks, you know.
Michael Rock.
Love all that. All the clients, Jeremy Parsons, Margie Singleton, Richard Lynch, you know, Ed Roman, all you guys. What a pleasure to be able to talk. Ed, isn't he something? You guys in Canada,
awesome.
Jackie,
love
across
Ed.
The board, you know.
Me and Ed should do something sometime.
Ed is a one-man video machine in everything. Playing every different part and puts it together.
I'd love to know how he does the four, like when he does his videos with the four different shots, you know, the four screenshots. And I can't do that sort of thing in video. I put together this video with all the footage we did for the new song. I mean, I spent like a good week and a half, probably 2 weeks, just kind of going through and editing little clips and small videos of things. And that's challenging enough on its own just to do like, you know, one video with like one shot at a time. And then he puts together the four different screenshots and playing his song live and doing all the instruments. And that's amazing.
Yeah. Mr. Ed Roman. Now he's just Red Omen. I always say that too quick. Mr. Ed Roman, Red Omen, trying to, you know, I had him on my show and I'm like, Ed, I can't say that to you. Now, if you reverse that, that's his name.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah, that's what he's egregious. Mr. Ed Roman again, MTS Records. We're talking about all the great lineup that Michael Stover has, and that's how I got to meet Corey and the great fun that we have. And again, you're in Ontario, and I love to talk to people, you know, especially in our world today that we're more connected with the music and everything. And tonight, new release of Good Times Gone. Now, they're not gone anymore. With your music and us talking tonight and Charlie singing, we're back in the good times, aren't we, buddy?
We're back in business, that's for sure.
And what do you think, any chance you got any, going to do any more live streaming and a lot of those kind of things going on?
Yeah, that's something I've been thinking about again the last week or so, kind of thinking about with this new stuff coming out. And I'd like to maybe try and put something together, maybe do a nice, you know, hour or 5 minute streaming thing. And I see a lot of artists are doing it, and I don't want to just do it just to do it. Like, I don't want to do it because I see a lot of cover songs getting played, and that's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But if I'm going to do it, I want to, you know, be doing my own stuff and doing a streaming thing that way. And do as much of that as I can. So, I mean, that's something I'm thinking about again right now. But I don't want to be just doing it just for the sake of everybody else is doing that sort of thing. I miss live so much. I miss playing, and I miss that. You know, you don't get the same vibe from the audience, obviously, when you're playing into a camera. So, I mean, you know, but it's all we have right now. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. Hopefully I can put something together again soon.
Oh, yeah, what a change. And the question was more that because of your style, your guitar, you come across so naturally in that ching, 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 and all your songs, and the acoustic side of you would be phenomenal, you know. And then, yeah, I couldn't imagine all the technical stuff to put it together. I mean, I was telling you before the show, I practice, I call myself. I'm just saying to know how these things work. I know we don't really know what it sounds like until it's broadcast.
Right.
And you're a professional, so your stuff's got to be top notch, you know. And God bless everybody, you know, working on all that stuff. But yeah, that's a hard thing for a person now on March 13th or whatever it was, and all of a sudden you find out your shows are being canceled.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. It's like a big shot in the face almost. You know, it's like, wow, now there's just, you're going from like being able to do whatever you want whenever you can get the opportunity to now it's like there's just no opportunity to get out and play live. I mean, things are just now in Ontario starting to slightly ease back with like small businesses and stuff. It's just been, not even all the small businesses are allowed to get open back up yet, which is just crazy. And like, you know, the musicians are just chomping at the bit to get out and do stuff. And so, like I said, we do what we can do, and hopefully we can, you know, I can do more of that acoustic thing and kind of get doing that again.
Now, that sound, what kind of guitar is that? Does the artist, obviously it's amateur question, the strings and all that. What makes your sound a little more unique? I love to find all those things from the musician part. What do you like to make your sound up?
Well, I think when you talk about the acoustic sound flowing all through most of my songs, there's always a large acoustic element happening. So generally the songs tend to get written on acoustic guitar. So if you can play a song, any song that can be just played with yourself on acoustic guitar and a voice, or if it's somebody who plays piano and a voice, you know what I mean? If you can play that song and it comes off great and people can sort of feel attached to that song right away, being stripped down to just like a voice and one instrument, that's very important, because not all songs that you hear out there can be done that way. So that's important. I think with my sound, you have that, like you said, that real sort of chiming acoustic running through almost every single song, which sort of drives the melody a lot in the songs. You know, it really brings home that power and that strength of the song. And of course, when you have the amazing Mark Muir, my lead guitar player, come in and do the stuff that he brings to the picture, you know, it just adds that next dimension to everything and just makes it so fulfilling. But you know, you still have to have that strong idea and that very powerful melody and guitar part there, I think, you know.
Yeah, because Dead Man's Dream has really got that all over it right there, your lead track from your CD, you know.
Thank you. Especially
with the screaming guitar at the end. Who is that gentleman?
Yeah, that's all Mark. All the screaming guitar and the very melodic lead lines and stuff, that's all Mark. I mean, he's brilliant, you know, when it comes to that, so.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. I'll tell you what, let's get to another track. Let's do Break the Fall. I love that one. When did that come out? Was that like last fall? Was it last fall? Not too long ago.
Yeah, it would have been 2019 in the late summer, I think.
Yeah. It's another one, another shiny, lovely Break the Fall, Corey Coons. We'll be right back.
Tell it to your heart, tell it to your soul. I could be your one and only, darling. No one needs to know. If you need a friend, you could call me over, if that's the way it had to be. Baby, we'd rewrite the order of all the said. What's done is done. We won't soon forget. The time is gone. It's the price we have to shoulder to cry a little bolder when we just can't find the strength to carry on. And it just don't seem enough to break the fall. Have you ever lost? Is there one that got away? Have you ever made mistakes? Have we said all there is to say? Cause I believe in truth and the power of our word. There's a reason that things change. And through all of this we've learned, if we hide behind a face of lies, count the days we've shared the laughter as we cried a river after, but it just don't seem enough to break the fall, and we just can't find the strength to carry on. Yeah.
tunes you got, my friend. Corey Coons. Thank you. Vocally.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's one of those things where you kind of really got to get up there at the end of that song and get those notes. And I guess I kind of have that range sometimes in certain things, but thank you.
Those are all killer tunes. Everything I've had to you since day one. You know, you had Leave It On There, you know, Good Times Gone, along with Sheer Little Time, which I love to leave out, you know, lead off my show with. Because we were just saying, Sheer Little Time, that's what the music is doing. That's what we're doing tonight, sharing a little time on the Blog Talk Radio with my friend Corey and daughter Charlie came on. And, you know, that's what we got today going on in the world. We got about 5 minutes left in our show here tonight. So, bro, man, you guys be safe up there and, you know, and everybody, your family and, you know, and we'll just keep plodding along. We got time yet to chat. I'm just saying, you know, how really important it is and your loved ones and everything.
Oh, you're so right. I mean, it's all about, you know, keeping everybody healthy and being safe, and family is the biggest thing, you know. Family, like I said, for me, it's all about family and music and good friends like you and all the people you surround yourself with. You got to surround yourself with the right people. I always say that. I always hit on that message and make sure you got the right people in your corner. And you know, because one bad apple can really spoil things for somebody. And you just want to try to have the right people behind you all the time. And I appreciate everything you've done and what you're doing. It's awesome. Thank you so much. And you stay safe too.
Yeah. Me, myself too. And I'll tell you what, let's go with Love Will Fire the Flame. We're going to play that quick and we'll be right back. Thank you.
You tell someone a secret, put your trust in them. Things ain't always easy, but you can't forget your past. And talking like it's only just yesterday, you can't keep it locked inside. Things will get better, yes I know they will. Love will fire the flame with the heat of a brand new. Sometimes we need a little help when we can't make it on our own. And finding out the hard way, it don't always leave you strong. But you gotta keep pushing and you'll make it through, 'cause everybody makes mistakes. Dig a little deeper and lean on in. Love will fire the flame. Love will fire the flame with the heat of a brand new day. Love will fire the flame.
Thank you again, Corey. Love with fire and the flame. Thank you, man. Again, thank you for coming on the show. God bless the new release tonight. Everything's pumping up. Thank you again. Man, I can't imagine what it'd be like to have a CD and a song released, hey?
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, and it's always so much fun coming on and chatting with you. And, of course, we have our fun chat off air, which is always fun, too. So, but it's great. And, I hope you guys are doing well there. And like I said, keep doing what you're doing. And it means so much to somebody like myself and all the other independent artists, I'm sure. And, you know, we need that outlet. So it's great. Thanks to everybody who gets the chance to listen. And keep plugging away.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, man. Yes, you do. When you come on the Magoo Show, we're talking for the whole hour. And Karen Lawrence was the longest. I think I went an hour and 88 minutes or something like that with her. And then we talked
we'll
40 minutes afterwards.
We'll talk some more football maybe next time.
That's right. I know we were talking. It's very hard nowadays. We were trying our best to keep it pumped up. But God bless. I'm going to finish. Would You Stay? And Corey Coons again. Everybody get out there. 33.3 available real soon. Thank you, buddy. Okay? Peace out.
Thank you so much.
God bless.